Psalm 46, as was alluded to here, was the overarching theme, real present God. God is our strength and our refuge. You want to go to the next slide, hon? And so it's from the very beginning, we could feel that. We could feel the Spirit. This is the kids at the airport in Portland before we took off. We got up at, just starting on day one, we got up at probably 3 a.m. Vicki Gunther picked us up at about 4, and we all headed up there. So they actually look very alert here, considering they've been up since 3 a.m. They're very excited. That's why I put that. They're very excited. Okay. And so this is once we arrived. This is actually day two, because the first day we got there, this is a travel day. And the top photo shows Grant and Ingrid looking down at the convention center, which doesn't look too busy there, but it was packed most of the time. Sometimes, especially during the noon hour, you know, the probably 12 to 3 hour, it was wall-to-wall people. Down below, the second picture there, are the kids sitting at one of the tables at the convention center. This is right after they got their backpacks. Backpacks were a big part of identifying those who were actually in attendance, and it was our ticket, if you will, into the various events. Who has a backpack to show? Grant's going to show you a backpack. And actually, I kind of stole Grant's thunder there a little bit because I said a piece. Anything you want to add about the backpack, Grant?
Well, it was kind of cool just because since everybody at the conference had a purple backpack and we were required to wear them, just in the whole city, you could just see, just everybody with the backpacks on. So you knew exactly who was at the conference. So it was kind of cool just to see everybody else, you know.
Great. And there was a definite feeling of the Spirit and of unity. The backpacks actually were like the physical representation of, I think, an emotional thing that was going on for all of us, to be able to feel connected emotionally, but then to see those backpacks was pretty powerful, especially so many of them on the streets, just hordes of them. While we were there, all of us got to select some sessions to attend. So there was a morning session, which was prayer, and then the sessions themselves were breakout, and you got to pick what you went to. The kids picked various different ones. Did you mostly attend all of the same ones?
Yeah, we mostly attended
them. Yeah. So they went to a lot of the same ones, if not all the same ones. George and I broke off, went to some different ones as the adult leaders. Do you guys remember any of the names? Actually, there's some of them are up there. We've got Broadening the Heavens, How Science Declares the Glory of God. From Lutheran School to NBA, I think George went to that one, so I put that up. Real God or Man-Made God, that was very interesting. Does anybody want to summarize that one in particular? We all went to that one. I can do that if you guys would like. But it was very interesting because it contrasted the LDS faith and the LCMS church or mainstream Christianity, and it was not critical in any way. It just said these are the facts. These are the LDS facts. These are the mainstream Protestant beliefs. And it was very useful because I think it gave the kids tools when they go out in life. When someone comes up to them and says, "Hey, you want to hear about my church?" They have the tools to speak more on their faith and be able to look at those pieces of other faiths that on the surface appear the same, but they're not. To think critically when approached by someone who's trying to perhaps get them to, you know, switch over to another faith. So anyway, those were really, really useful and fun. There were some really fun ones in there. You want to go to the next slide, George? Oh, Ryan wants to say something. Go ahead, Ryan.
One of the events we attended was the one where somebody was talking about how they changed from being Muslim to Christian, and they talked about how they saw like so many like holes in the religion that they were in, and how Christianity and Lutheranism just seemed to fill those and make it a more whole of a... This is so far away from me. And it was much more whole of a religion than what he was taught.
Can I make the whole mic closer to your...
Oh, yeah. The instinct was to go farther.
Oh.
Very good.
That works too.
Great, good job.
And yeah, it was really like he was talking about how the religion he believed in at first, he started to see all the holes in it, and how Christianity just seemed to fill them and make it more of a believable, real God. Yeah. And it was very fascinating to see the change.
Great.
Yeah. If I can add. Any of you go to that 3-2-1 improv?
What was that one?
The 3-2-1 improv. That was funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
The kind of funny ones. Yeah. Does anybody want to speak about that?
Yeah, it was just really fun. We got to participate, and they took a lot of suggestions from the audience, and it was just a really fun time and just kind of relaxing time, and it was really enjoyable. Yeah.
Here shows the kids at the breakout sessions. These are two different ones. This is just showing you just sort of an overview on the right, and then there's all the kids on the left, and on the right are the kids at, do you remember which session that was at, guys? Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter. But anyway, so very interactive, some of them, you know, standing up and participating. So you want to go to the next slide, honey? So after, we're going to kind of do a little bit faster than I anticipated because we're already behind time. Sorry. So the interactive center, the kids spent time there. There was lots of different booths. There was lots of things to do. I'm going to see if anybody wants to talk about the interactive center and what you did there.
The events, that, or one of the little interactions that I did was the Concordia Universities, and the one in Texas was very fascinating because they had a VR set that allowed you to play as their mascot and do all the different types of cheering and stuff like that. And then afterwards, they gave us stuff like buttons and keychains and stickers, the little instant tattoos. Those were fun too.